Day Wednesday, it's the final day of the month, and I have to be honest with everybody listening, it snuck up on me. Jason rolled in here, and I'm like, whoa, because I heard the door open. I'm like, door doesn't need to open this early in the morning. Why is the door opening? I looked, and to my surprise, which it shouldn't have been a surprise, because every last Wednesday of the month, Jason Raby, the city manager of Beloit, joins us to discuss things, but I guess the way it falls on the final day of the month, it doesn't usually fall on the final day of the month, so maybe that's what threw me. Maybe spring break did.
It's not April yet.
Yeah, it's not. Tomorrow's April Fool's Day.
Yeah, it's tomorrow, so it'd be a perfect day for us, probably, but...
Yeah, you would really got me to come in tomorrow, like, Wade, why am I not on? Come on, let's go. Oh, April Fool's. Now, of course, would you drive all the way over here to do an April Fool's joke? I think Jason's got better things to do than that. But Jason is with us to update us with the latest things that are taking place in the city of Beloit. So now that things are warming up, I know I told you, sent you a text not too long ago, that the sidewalk project looks great where the new sidewalks are. Huge improvement, and it's a nice look. And of course, it makes it easier for people to walk and not have to trip over huge cracks and tree roots underneath. So that's a really great project.
Yeah, I think I calculated up for somebody the other day. I think it's between, just in the last 3 years now, we've laid about almost five, well, when all the projects are done, that we've been awarded about 5 miles worth of sidewalks. So obviously we have a even bigger sidewalk network than that, but at least that's five more miles that have laid than that wouldn't have been laid. So it has been really a nice addition, and we're thankful for all the, just like every project, we're always thankful for the patience of the property owners along the route as it gets built. And before you know it, it'll all be behind us, and it'll be a beautiful addition to those various properties and neighborhoods. So it's been a really good deal, and we're really excited about it. And kind of, splitting off of that, there is a new walk trail that we got partially grant funded for, that's kind of back on that that goes along the river riverfront there, over on the sewer plant property, or that farm property. So we'll be getting that finished up. It's been laid, it's really nice, and it'll be a nice mile and out back, 2 mile out and back walking trail, and it'll be kind of a nice scenery, and there's a lot of wildlife back there you'll see in the river, etc. So hopefully it'll be a great place for some of those evening walks or runs and different things. So it's kind of the vision of quite a few different people in town that were wanting a new place to run and something a little bit different. And so hopefully that'll be opening soon. So if you haven't seen that, you can check that out, and we'll bring more to the table on that later.
Well, I think we all have spring fever after everything that's been taking place here last year. I was talking with Heather Hartman about that yesterday at the reveal of the new logo and mascot, NCK Tech, yesterday at the Student Union, is that, it does seem like it was a year ago, yet it seems like it was 5 years ago in regards to, and I've talked to so many people, and everybody's just anxious.
Yeah.
Like, anxious to get out and do everything. I know I'm like that as well. I can't wait to go to a Royals game. I can't wait to go back to things that you used to do, and it's been really fun to, high school baseball games. It's like, okay, this is back to a little bit more like normal. Yeah, and you don't have to wear a mask, in this situation. Like, if you social distance, of course, not everybody did that at a baseball game or whatever. But it has been a challenging year, no doubt, but yet you've been able to still do things that you would want to do with different projects, I'm sure, with the city. So I'm going to jump around a little bit. Let's update people on as best as we can. Last time I had you in here was the whole cold weather temperatures. We were talking about bills and this and that. And at the time you said there's more information to gather. We'll know more, hopefully. Sure. So can you update people on that are maybe worried about their utility bill or whatever the case may be?
Yeah, and I can definitely speak to the electric side of it. I think bills have been going out here. If you haven't gotten your email, it'll be there shortly or in the mail here shortly. But we ended up doing well through the event, I guess, as best you can. And so we were able to avoid some massive costs that a lot of cities weren't able to avoid. And excuse me. And it really comes down to the fact that power plant worked, and it worked well. And some places just have power plants in name only. And thankfully, we have a plant that runs well and can perform. So that really helped us, like we talked about last time, avoid a lot of costs. So I think people's bills will be, hopefully, I can't control usage necessarily, but I think for a lot of February, it was actually warm. It was just that week or two really cold snap, so it kind of balances out maybe. So hopefully people will be surprised or pleasantly surprised, especially when you hear some of the horror stories around the area, but around the state. But, I think the legislature stepped up and helped some of those communities, so they're able to spread that cost over a longer period of time. We still have some potential impact down the road. One of the power contracts we buy, and you've probably heard me say on the radio, is called the Great River Dam Authority. And so they're a large power provider. I think they're down in Oklahoma. and a lot of communities buy from them. And so, of course, they incurred some massive costs, and they have a mechanism that they can adjust what they call the fuel cost adjustment. So their board is meeting next month and again, or next week. And again, they're kind of doing the same thing that everybody's doing. They're just figuring out a way to recoup some of that cost and some of that loss and build the reserves back, but yet spread that out over a long period of time. So again, do I see, you know, oh, we're going to have double bills or triple bills or something like that? No, I don't see that, mm-hmm. you know, but could there be some small increases or something that we have to absorb as a utility? Yeah, I could see that. And we kind of put ourselves in a position to be able to, because of our performance last month, hopefully absorb some of that and not have to really rock the boat too much. So again, kind of that speculation we had last month did pan out, and it's really, again, huge thanks, and enough can't be said. Going that again feels like it was 2 years ago, but it was about a month ago. to Manny Milbers and his power plant team up there, and for just working around the clock for about a week there, and also putting in the work to make sure that stuff worked. It really saved us. So hopefully people will see that and can be appreciative, and especially knowing the background of what it could have been and the work that went into to make it happen the way it did.
So. Right. Absolutely. Jason Raby, the city manager of Beloit, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. All right. I see some dirt and some things going on over at the sports complex. So update us on how that's going.
Yeah. So, you know, that's another project that's been in the works for a long time and obviously has a lot of community interest. And so kind of like we talked earlier, we've had a plan developed for a couple of years and talking with the various stakeholders, and including Lions Club, et cetera, and about getting the sports complex kind of ranged all in that one spot. So you're going to see some more movement there to kind of get that the space prepared for Cookie Field to move across the street. So we're really excited about that, and I think that'll start, you'll start seeing some movement here probably within the next couple of weeks. They'll still play. They're kind of, we call it, you know, talking to Kevin Roses, you know, kind of the final season at that location. Now, right. Again, that field's going to live on and it'll be great. We'll wait till the final pitch sometime in July and get that moved across the street and be ready for next spring. And then that obviously opens that area up for a parking lot. So you'll see some things happen there this spring. You know, there's a old concession restroom facility that is just, you know, falling apart and needs to be removed. So that'll get torn down, which will actually be nice, you know, kind of remove an eyesore. So you're going to see small activity. And like I said, across the street, we'll start building the I don't know, the field pad, and you'll get the elevations and the dirt work and maybe get some grass growing on the outfield. And then that way we can move the guts of the field over later this summer. So again, those are exciting things that are happening in that area.
All right. What else do we need to touch upon before we talk to you again at the end of April?
Yeah, I think a couple of big, you know, utility investment things, just really quick. Obviously, one thing we always want to talk about is the water plant, just because there are things happening, and it's harder to feel that sometimes. But I kept going back and looking back in time and saying, oh, wow, we've made a lot of progress since even a year ago. And so I was just out yesterday, and we were, again, still working with the potential water pipeline route, you know, so it's going to go from Beloit to the Wakanda Lake. And so obviously working with those landowners and you know, they were kind enough to still let us continue to, there's a lot of exploration that has to happen before we can really make sure that route's going to work. So really interesting. Yesterday we bored about 8 different holes into the ground straight down, you know, from 20 to 60 feet just to see what's under the ground. And so when we put that pipeline in, we know what we're dealing with. So just interesting things that are going on and a lot of the behind the scenes work. And again, the design's in process and all the things that need to happen to get this thing out for bid and hopefully building it sometime next year, which would be really exciting. And then the other thing that we've invested in as a community is our solar farm, and that's an addition and really kind of a supplement. You know, it's I would call it a strategic supplement to our power grid, our local power grid. It'll be behind the meter and supply our customers. And really, I look at it as another power plant engine, you know, but it's one that is not, we're not relying on it to produce in the middle of a cold snap. We're really relying on it to produce when the power prices peak out, and to really shave some of those and shave that the power spikes and different things. So we're really excited about that, and it's about 2 megawatts. You know, it'll supply about 5 6-7% of our power needs a year, and but just really strategically. So that'll be going in here hopefully sometime starting in June and be online by this fall. So we're really excited about it, and I think it'll be fun for the students at the college at the high school to be able to look at it and see some get some real hands-on experience. It'll be a really neat deal.
Most important question of this interview with you, were you not surprised that it wasn't called the Flying Berkses or something yesterday with the NCK Tech mascot and logo reveal?
I kept joking with Eric, you know, Eric Berks. I kept saying it's the Fighting Berks.
Yeah, I figured it'd be like the Fighting Berks. That's what I thought, exactly.
Like a little, you know, like the Irish guy on the...
with wings or something?
Something, and just have a little caricature of Eric. I think it'd have been perfect, but missed opportunity. The bull and the Trailblazers is pretty good, though. I like that.
Yeah, and he put his face on the bull, that'd be a little freaky. But I want to see this fierce look. I don't know, man. I'm trying to see Eric's fierce look, but
maybe he can be the mask, you know, like wear the costume when they get it for their events and stuff, and he
put like a Viking helmet on
the
top
bull
and
guy,
he's like riding the bull. That'd be the next extension of that logo.
He's not here to defend himself.
No,
so
that's
nice.
That's why we usually like to talk to him when he can't defend himself. That's a perfect time, actually. Jason, thanks for your time. Next month I'll be even more prepared for you when you come in. I talked to your wife yesterday and we were trying to set up a time for her to come in for Community Matters, and it should have all registered. And I saw you yesterday, and then he walks in the day. I'm like,
I didn't think about
who's
it
coming
either.
In today. Oh, yeah, it's Jason Raby. So
March 31st.
Good to see you on the final Wednesday of March, and then we'll see you again the final Wednesday of April. And by that time, the weather should be really nice.
It's cracking along.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, man. Community Matters brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.